I'm not sure I could.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, before you guys get started again, I want to just pose something to both of you here. By the way, it's a short segment coming up, so you might have to answer after. At any rate, do you think it's possible? This is my conspiracy theorist mind going here. Do you think it's possible that there's some kind of covert under the radar thing going in, just like Tim said, with these people, you know, clicking and edging other people out? That there is euthanasia going on, and if indeed, you know, somebody got close to the truth, and like me, when I took the paperwork into the attorney, if there would have been a law firm that may have not been in collusion with this, and we started getting close to the truth that this particular Filipino that may have been involved, or other nationality for that matter, would have just been, you know, whooshed out of the country and beyond prosecution. Do you think that's possible?
Well, let me just put it to you short term on this. I was living in Hinsdale in a rented house in Hinsdale, Illinois, which is one of the wealthiest communities there. And anyway, the person that was involved with that house was one of those nurses. And then it wasn't Filipino, but she was one of these nurses that were in the hospital but wasn't. Then in addition to that, I found that it was an illegal conveyance deed on the property, and the real original owner was I don't know where. And that house is sitting open. I filed a multitude of lawsuits against it, and Sherman helped me with those lawsuits, by the way. And the bottom line is that the judicial system refused to investigate or open it because they were all implicit and involved. And that's one of the things that have been, you know, been discussed out here with a number of people emailing me, the fact that the hospitals and the judicial process and have been, you know, implementing euthanasia or in capturing people in her hospital and forcing them into nursing homes, basically to use their personal property and assets. And it's ongoing, and it won't stop because you have no investigative body doing anything to hear to do anything.
Right, it's under the court system, and if I'll tell this to all the listeners right now. I spent 18 years in estate planning, and if you have an estate. You need to have a revocable living trust, because if you do not, and you need a durable power of attorney for health care and a durable power of attorney for financial situations, because if you do not, they'll appoint a guardian. And a lot of time, mm-hmm. most of the time, evidently, they'll appoint a guardian who is under the wing, if you will, of the judge or the powers that be, and they will do and say anything, and they're in control, and the family member has no say-so in it.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
And that's the thing, it's a nightmare.
Yeah. It out here in DuPage County, it's well known that the court system out here is completely corrupt. It's really no different than Cook County. DuPage is Republican control. Cook County is Democrat control. At the very top, it doesn't make any difference. And, the rumor, the conspiracy thing, back to the conspiracy thing, there's a group of people that are the very top. We don't know who all they are, but they're nicknamed the raccoons because they're a bunch of bandits.
Well, you can say that again. And the one thing, too, about this court scenario, too, I've been at it with Lisa Madigan's office out here because they refused to investigate any of these allegations from all these people, even though under her rule, she's supposed to investigate elderly abuse and various other types of things. And you go to them, and they refuse to take any type of measure to do anything. Now, again, this thing is not only limited to nurses. It also has to do with doctors. There are doctors out there that are involved with giving wrong medicines to patients. Like, for instance, in Sherman's case, he was allergic to Coumarin, so why would you give it to him?
Yeah. To answer your question, Michael, yeah, I think there is a conspiracy, but it's a broad-spectrum conspiracy, and it's the conspiracy to steal the wealth from the people, whether it's through medical issues, whether it's through bankruptcy and home foreclosures. It's just a way of tapping into the people's resources.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Deanne Burley, and also Wingate's on the line, so we'll be right back.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Long segment coming up here. And I also want to invite you to go into my website, AmericanAwakening.org, and you can see a list of my upcoming guests. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you have a question or a comment for my guest, Deanne Burley, or anything you want to bring up regarding Sherman Skolnick or regarding, we're talking about the healthcare system and the guardianship in some of these nursing homes and hospitals. Tim, were you still on the subject?
Yeah, we're still on the, basically, before the break, we were talking about the, whether or not there's a conspiracy, and all I basically wanted to say is that it seems to be a conspiracy of greed. Just trying to, any way, these people at the top who use and abuse our legal system, our court system, they're just gathering monies unto themselves, on the backs of the people, and the situation with, was it your mother or your aunt? I forgot, Michael. I'm sorry.
It was my mother, yeah.
Your mother. And numerous other people in the area, here in the Chicago area that I'm familiar with and across a couple people across the country, very similar situations. My involvement in the court system shows that they are corrupt. They very seldom, as far as we can tell, when it comes to one of these issues where there's much money involved, they are not interested in preserving the rights of the family or the individuals. It just seems to be that everyone's trying to cut up that big piece of the pie. And
well,
it's very frustrating.
Go ahead.
I wanted to pitch in real quick because I'm going to not be on the show for this. But I have to go. But thank you for inviting me on. But I want to say, myself being a former deputy clerk of a court, I have gone to fight with the folks out there that are the Cook County Board Chairman, because in the probate court and some of the other courts in Illinois, they cut out having court reporter, saying that they didn't have enough money to have a court reporter, on staff. They instead transferred the money to the prison money system. So the situation is that if you go in and you're in one of these probate matters with this illegal power that's going on in the system, you have no proof and evidence during your hearing unless you have enough money to pay for your privatized reporter to record so that you can take this information to the next higher court. You have to have a transcript. If you have no court reporter, where do you get court transcript from? This is the thing that they do.
Right. And, in all honesty, going back again to my former life in estate planning, that is a situation that is for people easily remedied because you can take your estate right out of probate by setting it into a revocable living trust, and then you have a durable power of attorney for health care and one for financial situations. So in case something happens to you and you're incapacitated, you've already appointed conservator for your estate. You've already appointed a trustee in case you pass away, and you've also you've appointed yourself a guardian that you trust that takes it right out of the court system. They cannot get their hands on it then. So if anybody has an estate, again, I would suggest that you look into that.
Well, that's
so
a very
Deanne,
important matter. And I just want to say too, folks, this week, if you go to my broadcast from 10 p.m. to 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm having Professor Reynolds back on the show for a two-hour presentation of why he believes there were no planes that flew in the World Trade Center towers. And it should be a very interesting thing. It's going to be PowerPointed on the Internet, and it's also going to be live, that you can talk and discuss this, with him. So that's what I'm going to have, coming up on Saturday. And I thank you, Michael, for letting me come on.
Oh, Deanne, you're very welcome. And I'll be tuning in. That's Morgan Reynolds, right?
Yes, Morgan Reynolds.
Yeah, I thank you so much for coming on the show. And I'm going to have Jim Fetzer on Friday talking about some alternative theories as well. So, again, I appreciate it, and I'll have you up again, Deanne.
Okay,
thank you so much for coming on.
Would that be okay if I called in during that broadcast?
Oh, sure, absolutely, yes.
Okay. Well, I will see you again on Friday.
Okay, thank you, Deanne. All right, have a good rest of the day. Deanne Burley, folks, tune into her show Saturday night, 10 to 1. Don't tune into Tim's show, though. No, I'm just kidding. Tim, you still there, Tim?
Oh, I'm still here. I'm still here. It's difficult for me to tune in to Deanne's show. I have downloaded the archives and re-listened to the broadcast on occasion to her presentations, and it's very entertaining, very informative. It's great, and having more this Reynolds guy on, that's excellent because that's another one of those issues. But back to what I was, like I said, the original reason I called in, I think America needs to wake up and realize that our healthcare system is severely being compromised. And, I don't know why. I'm not a prejudiced person. I like people, all kinds of people. But what really irritates me is when you walk into an American hospital run by an American company, whether it's for-profit or not-for-profit or whatever the situation is, and they've got people there that can barely speak English that you wonder about them, and then you hear later that they're mean to fellow employees who are not part of their group, and that they actually cause problems within the working staff of a hospital. And everyone knows, we're dealing with life and death in a hospital, and when you have employment or employee dissatisfaction or you have bullying going on, you're creating a situation in a hospital where you got post-traumatic stress disorder going on with people who have no other job, and now they got foreigners coming in pushing them out of their position because they're not part of that group. It makes me wonder what the heck is really going on here. Is this, like you said, is this part of a we need to thin the herd mentality?
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you,
it bothers me.
I've been to the Philippines a half a dozen times, and taking nothing away from the Filipino community, they're a very tight-knit, family-oriented culture. and maybe it extends to the workplace as well. I don't know. It might be, you know, cause for further investigation. All I know is what did happen to my mother and of whom she was in the hands of when it happened, and the surroundings and the circumstances by which my mother got into that position to begin with was just very suspicious. You know, that's the best I could do, because the law firm may or may not have been in collusion. The nursing home involved is no longer in business, so you know there's really no trail to even go down at this point.
Yeah, and Deanna is absolutely right about Lisa Madigan, and here in Illinois, and she's the Attorney General of the state of Illinois, and I know not only on health issues but other issues, other fraud issues that people have gone to the Attorney General's office and said, look, here's some stuff that is wrong, here's some stuff that is going on, and they're just virtually ignored. Or they're told, here's the paperwork, fill it out, but nothing else happens. So it's
right.
A little frustrating when our public employees who are paid by our money taken at the point of a gun, and they won't do the job that they're supposedly supposed to do. It does give you a pause to wonder what's really going on. So, anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, you're welcome, buddy. I appreciate you coming on.
All right.
Have a good show tomorrow, okay?
You have a great rest of your show. I'll be listening.
Well, thank you. Okay, thank you very much, Tim.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I actually wanted to talk to Deanne a little bit about the guests she had on the other night, Judy Wood, Morgan Reynolds, and Alfred Weber, regarding the no plane theory. Now, I want to make this clear for the record, folks. I'm not jumping on anybody's bandwagon and say, oh, yes, no planes hit the building, or I'm not saying they did. I'm not saying anything of the like. What I'm doing is I'm bringing forth experts who have done the investigation. I've got Jim Fetzer coming up Friday, going to look into the alternative theory about some kind of a different weapon that took the buildings down, because as I looked into this, and I've done some research on the Stephen Jones with the Thermite, and that's very plausible. As a matter of fact, on that subject for a moment, the steel beams, there was close-up pictures of them. I'm sure most of you folks have seen them, where they were actually cut at a 45-degree angle, and I think Stephen Jones has proved beyond any reasonable doubt that some form of thermite was used to bring those down. However, that does not explain how those buildings were literally pulverized into dust. So this is why I want to explore this theory a little bit with Jim Fetzer on Friday, and I wanted to, I was hoping to keep Deanne a little longer. She's very busy, and I wanted her to share with us some of the findings that she got from her show Saturday night with Morgan Reynolds, Judy Wood, and Alfred Weber. At any rate, that's subject for another show. We've kind of been all over the board here with the healthcare and the nursing homes and the hospitals and Sherman Skolnick and so forth. You know, it's funny, you touch on this court system, you start running into all kinds of different trails. I was going to mention Don Nikoloff does a lot of research into that area, and I was going to mention, being as they are both up in that area of where he's doing the research, that they may want to hook up with him. At any rate, I guess that's for another day. Meantime, I'm going to have to shift gears here. I'm going to have a break coming up shortly, but take the rest of the show with open lines, 800-313-9443. And I think I'm going to talk a little bit about the what's going on with the economy. And, you know, these banks, the mortgage business, I came back to Phoenix, Arizona to kind of resurrect my mortgage business and, you know, get some cash flow going, because this is kind of a volunteer thing with me. I don't get paid to be on this program. I do it over my own free time. And I came back to Phoenix with the mistaken impression that I was going to be able to, you know, bring my mortgage business back up, go out and talk to some clients, get some referrals and so forth. And I came back to the the realization that this business, for all practical purposes, is dead. There are lenders, some of my own lenders are actually filing bankruptcy. One of them that I used to use quite frequently, let's see, the one that George had mentioned, okay, and he didn't mention any names. But the one in Tucson, of which I didn't even know where they were, they just send us the packets in the mail. But First Magnus Financial Corp, which I used quite a bit in my mortgage business, a national mortgage lender that is suspending operations, said it has laid off 99% of nearly 6,000 employees. nationwide, and it closed all of more than 300 offices. So anyway, I'm going to get into the economy a little bit after the break. Stick with me, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and the lines are open at 800-313-9443. Be back in three.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium band, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I was telling you about First Magnus Financial Corp, large mortgage lender that I used to use for a lot of my A loans, laying off 99% of nearly 6,000 employees nationwide and closing 300 offices. They're not taking any loans. So I walked back into here to my mecca of Phoenix, Arizona, where I thought the properties were all wonderful and there was always refinancing going on, only to find out that the mortgage lenders that I was using are going out of business. And that's not all. There was a B lender that I used to use on a, well, not a regular basis, but every now and then I'd find a place for them. Capital One Financial Corporation today announced that it will cease residential mortgage origination operations at its wholesale mortgage banking unit, Greenpoint Mortgage, effective immediately. Now, Greenpoint Mortgage, folks, is the B lending firm of Capital One Financial, of which I used to use. Not on a regular basis, but every once in a while I would compare them and see what they had in the form of a good loan for a client. Well, guess what? They're not there anymore either. The hedge fund problem that is going on, American Home Mortgage that just bit the dust. This is happening. It's almost like, how would I say this? It's almost like a snowball effect running downhill. And it seems like every time I get online and start looking at news, there's another one popping up. And also one that I have brought me to, another article that I ran across. It is by Mike Rogers. And by the way, he's writing from Tokyo, called America is Bankrupt. Now, this is an interesting article because this gentleman spent 3 years in Tokyo, and then he made a recent trip back over here after a three-year absence. And it showed him how far the country and its people have deteriorated in a short period of time. You know, it's like if you live with somebody and you live with them on a daily basis, such as your son, daughter, wife, or whatever, and you see them on a daily basis, you don't really notice any changes because you're with them every day. But if your son or daughter goes off to school or, you know, goes off to college, you know, goes off to war or whatever, and they come home, then in 3 years' time, you notice a lot of changes. Normally. Okay, so this guy spent 3 years in Japan, and he came home, and I'm going to read this article to you to share with you what he found. Let's see where I'm going to start here. Americans are bankrupt. They are bankrupt at every possible level, spiritually, morally, educationally. The country's economy has deteriorated to the level of the Philippines or of Thailand. And I mean no disrespect to the Philippines or Thailand. I love those places. And by the way, I have been to the Philippines. I don't know that I would agree that we are quite there yet, but I see what he means by the slide. Human-to-human communication in the United States has also faltered greatly. People who would rank as the vilest of trolls on any internet chat room are now on the air as TV and radio hosts, spewing forth hatred and even barefaced lies. And he's talking about mainstream. It certainly isn't me, guys. These talking heads do this, of course, to make money. Well, we know it's not me now because I don't make any. but the effect it has on the average listener is nothing short of devastating. It is devastating to a population not educated to think analytically. It is devastating to a people who, above all, need to open up communication with each other, not close it. And I want to stop there for a moment and remind you, and it's, you know, in my world, yes, it is very difficult. I find people seem to, you notice they don't look you in the eye anymore. They go out of their way not to say hello to you unless you institute it. And a lot of times, at least in my case, when I try to institute it, they look at me funny like I'm a nut. This isn't the way it used to be 20 or 30 years ago. I remember, you know, walking down the street and people would wave at me when they went by in the automobile or when they would mow their lawn or something. Things have changed. Let me continue this. Intelligent discussion on American TV and radio has now taken a back seat to a sort of childish one-upmanship. It's no longer a question of who can thrust or parry their opponent into a corner through the use of beautiful English phrasing and logic. It's now a question of who can belittle the other with snappy but rude one-liners. I.e. Sean Hannity, maybe? This has affected the mainstream population and its daily affairs, in that the ordinary people come to believe that this is the way to win an argument. Some substance and logic all take a back seat to name-calling. The worst culprits are the talk radio show hosts. Again, that's not me, because I'm not getting paid, folks. Average America doesn't know what is involved in becoming a talk show host, but trust me, just about all of these people are no more or less intelligent than you or I. Of course, they shall keep up on current events better than you or I could. It's their job. While we are putting in a good 8 or 10 hours of work each day, these guys are brushing up on current affairs. As a result, it is very difficult to challenge and defeat them in an on-air discussion, especially when they have control of what goes on the air. So to call up a talk show host and try to argue a point and win is akin to pushing water up a hill. It can't be done. I know. I worked as a talk show host for many years. What have I got going here? Oh, got a caller on the line. Got Ron on the line. All right, let's take a break from this article and go to Ron in Austin. Ron, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello, Ron. Have we got Ron? I got Ron going once. All right, we're going to go to break. I'll try Ron one more time when we get back. Ron in Austin, hold on for 3 minutes if you're there, sir, and I will come back to you after the break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I'll be back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I guess, yes, we do have Ron on now, who was chasing his dog, is why he didn't answer the first time. Ron, are you with me?
Yeah, I was chasing my dog. That's exactly what happened. He was so happy to get on the air. That's what it was. Hey, Michael, you may remember me. I had called in a few months ago when we had Rob Balsamo on there. I'm a pilot, uh-huh. and I'm a physicist, and a bunch of other stuff. You may remember the name. And also a talk show host. I'll tell you, there, I wanted to throw a couple of things out. I'll be really brief with you. I know Deanne Burley, and I heard that broadcast also. I've been working on the 9/11 issue as a physicist for about a year or so. I mean, heavily. I started in 9/11, but I really hit it very heavily. Yeah, the work of Steve Jones is great. It's somewhat limited, but it's great. That's what I'm saying. His meticulous is just excellent, excellent, excellent work. I'm very familiar with Judy Wood's work. I'm very familiar with the work of Dr. Ed Ward in that area, and I know he is a nuke theory, and she has a notion of a directed energy beam in that area. I'd like you to consider one other thing. I've been working for quite a while with Chris Brown, who's a land surveyor and is a building construction kind of guy, explosives expert. and all of those areas that weld are in that area. You may want to just go to his video site. I won't even give you the website, but the video site. It's Google Video, and it's called Twin Tower Deception and Demolition. I won't say any more than that, but it may really open your eyes up. It's been meticulous work that he's done, meticulous, A through Z. I've pointed out like 12 different pieces of really hard evidence. I mean, put your finger on, you name it, evidence that came out of the videos, and each one of those aspects he's been able to explain and predict based on his model. It's really good. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out. As far as the mortgage industry, I've never been in that business before. But Are you with me?
You're cutting out. I heard as far as the mortgage industry, and then you cut out. So go ahead.
Okay. Are you there now? Still? Am I
yeah,
done?
I'm still here.
I'm okay.
Yeah. As far as the
mortgage industry, I've been in the real estate business, and I can understand. I moved out of that because I could see that the railroad coming down the tracks. Yeah, I would give me an email at ron@libertycalling.com. If you'd like to do that, I'll give you a little bit of information on Chris. You may want to have him. He's been working on this thing for 5 years.
You're cutting out.
I'm cutting out again?
Ron.
Okay.
Yeah, give me the website real quick. Go ahead.
It's Ron. Well, it's ron@libertycalling.com, and that is the email, and the website is libertycalling.com. Did you get the video? It's Google Video. Video. At,
Twin Tower Deceptions and Demolition.
Towers, singular.
Right.
And
right.
We'll talk again. I love your show, man. You sound like you've been doing radio for years. I don't know if you have, but you're really good.
I used to do seminars across the country for attorneys back in my former life, so that's probably why.
You've got presence. You've got a lot of presence. Okay, many thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Ron. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to Jim in Arizona. Jim, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael.
Yes, Jim. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. What's
good.
New?
Oh, not too much. I'm down here in southeast Arizona, around the Wilcox area. I wanted to touch bases with you. You say you were in the estate planning real estate business for a while?
Well, actually, I still am in the mortgage business, but I mean, if you could call it that, because I haven't written a loan in months. I mean, nobody's calling, and I put out flyers and so forth. Nobody calls, and the lenders, a lot of them are going bankrupt. They're tightening up the restrictions. The appraisals aren't coming in as to what they were coming in. I mean, it's pretty dismal now. Yeah.
Yeah, I was reading something in the Tucson paper the other day about that big mortgage company going out.
First Magnus.
Are the prices starting to fall in the Phoenix area on houses?
Oh, Phoenix is, they're not hit as hard in the, as far as, the housing bubble as a lot of other places in the country, but they have leveled off, and there are certain places that are falling. The problem that I'm getting is not so much with an appraisal, not coming in as high, although that does happen, but also that these lenders are tightening up. They're scrutinizing so much that they're doing what is called appraisal evaluations. In other words, they're having in-house people review an appraisal that is done by an outside person, and it seems like they're looking, instead of looking for a reason to buy the loan, now they're looking for a reason to turn the loan down. It makes it extremely difficult for a borrower to get a loan through. At least in from my experience, the last loan I did, it took 3 months and three different lenders to close the loan. And I mean, they put this gentleman through absolute hell, asking for things that just totally blew me away. I had never seen it before in the industry. And loss statements on an employee, ridiculous. The mortgage evaluation and answering every question on any minute negative thing on his credit report. And it just seemed to go on and on. They would approve the loan. Then they would turn around and say, oh, well, it's approved, but we need this and that. And it got to the point where I had to change lenders three times, and they wound up all three doing the same thing. So it was a mess. Yeah, I got it through, but it was it's the last loan I did. So
in this part of the state here, there's a lot of seems like there's an awful lot of real estate for sale. I mean, more and more all the time. I don't know really what that's about. But from what I understand, the prices here are starting to come down now from what they were. And we're nothing like the Phoenix area. You know, we're pretty rural out here, so prices were not near as high as, you know, what you're probably accustomed to there. Anyway, I wanted to ask you how I can get a hold of you. Do you have an email or something I can?
Yeah, you can either go into my website, which is theamericanawakening.org, theamericanawakening.org, or you can just, I mean, my email address is in there right on the homepage. You know, you can send me an email.
Okay, sure.
And we'll
you
chat.
Were talking something a little bit ago about people don't ever get together and talk face-to-face, and we have a pretty neat little community of people out here that actually do that still, and we have get-togethers. I've got an organic farm in this area, and I'd like to maybe invite you down here one of these days. And
I may just do that, but you know, let me insert something on that, Jim. And I'm not talking about necessarily the rural areas. Rural areas, they seem to be a little bit closer knit, you know, with the neighbors and so forth. But the heavier metro areas, aren't that way. Now, in my case, I'll tell you, you know, if I have an opportunity to meet somebody and sit down and have a chat with them, I'll do that. Matter of fact, I was on the phone last night with one of my listeners for an hour who wants to hook up with me this weekend and have a cup of coffee, and that's fine. When I was back in Round Rock, same thing.
From
I thought that you were the other guy that called in. I thought that he was Ron from Austin because I had met him and had lunch with him one Saturday. So I always love to sit down and swap ideas with listeners. You know, people that are on the same page.
Well, we have a pretty neat little group down here that are definitely on the page. So I'll send you an email and maybe we can get together sometime.
Great, appreciate the call. Thanks a lot, buddy. Okay.
Okay, Michael.
All right, thanks. Bye bye. Okay, well, that's interesting. So there are little pockets somewhere, okay, separated from the mainstream metropolises. How about that? Well, that's encouraging. All right, well, let me finish this article anyway. They're talking about talk show hosts here. here we go. By the way, another part of the job of being an on-air talent is to keep yourself looking good. Why would you do that? I don't understand. Can you guys see me? Excuse me. I don't know if I. Well, I keep myself looking good anyway, but I don't know if I agree with that. And in decent physical shape. Guys like Rush Limbaugh are grossly overweight because they are and have been abusing drugs or alcohol. There are many examples to prove my point. John Belushi is an easy example, and that comes to mind. John Belushi, he wasn't a talk show host. Well, anyway, continuing. Thus, in modern America, talk show radio and TV is not about debating the issues of the day. It is a forum for a megalomaniac to make it. Is he talking about me here? It is a forum for a megalomaniac to make himself or herself look better to an audience that doesn't know any better, and to belittle opponents in front. Why did I pick this article to read? And to belittle opponents in front of other people. This never happens in Japan. It doesn't happen because the structure of the Japanese language does not lend itself well to interruption when someone is speaking, and also because the Japanese are polite. But I suspect that it never happens in any other country except the United States. Well, that's encouraging. The childish behavior, you know what? I'm sure he's talking, well, in most cases he's talking about mainstream guys. So anyway, I'm going to continue with this. This childish behavior is especially damaging to the psyche of the American male, although women seem to be affected by it also. Witness the so-called soccer moms. It seems that winning is everything. Whatever happened to the saying, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game? I know that this phrase does not apply in today's American male. The verbal one-upmanship of insidiousness as it begins to creep into other areas of the American psyche. It becomes contagious and is damaging to civil discourse and civil behavior all around. Infantile machismo is a definitive trait of today's American. During my recent visit, I witnessed a TV commercial for some sports car. The sales point of the commercial boiled down to this. If you buy this car, then that tells your friends, I'm just a little bit better than you are. How childish American men have become. What kind of man needs to show off his car and feel superior to his friends? Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's nice. I just got a Skype from my board operator telling me that John read this article on his show Monday. Okay, well, that's too bad because I'm going to read it again. I'm sure. Well, I don't know. Maybe he treated it with a different humor than I did. Anyway, I'm going to continue. I'm halfway through this. I'm not going to stop now, John. Imagine a guy with an average vocabulary and no gift for repartee. What does he do when he has been belittled belittled in the public for no reason? He probably holds it in until one day when he raises his fists. In Japan, I have never seen a sports game, especially a so-called pickup games, break down into fisticuffs. Have I seen this in America? Have you folks in America seen this? Yes, far too many times. Do I even need to ask? The last time I witnessed it was in California when a so-called friendly basketball game turned into a hockey game and a bunch of guys started punching it out over some foul. You would have thought their lives depended on the outcome of that game. It was embarrassing. I was out on the court to get some exercise. I didn't care if we won or lost. I certainly wasn't interested in getting hurt, injured, or hit, so I walked off. Americans today have become some of the most childish, self-centered adults I have ever seen. A recent trip to Crawford to visit Camp Casey before it really got into full swing allowed me to see for myself another slice of American life. I had brought my video camera and 8 hours of tape. I was going to make a documentary to try to explain to the Japanese public what was going on there in Texas. Japanese news will rarely show anything critical of a foreign government, especially the government of the United States. I wanted to capture the sights and sounds, the atmosphere of a real American-style anti-war demonstration. I really had hoped that I could make a documentary that would show the Japanese just what the average American is thinking. When I came back to Japan, I transferred the videotapes to the editing machine, and I watched with increasing despair. I'm sure I can get the average Japanese to understand what Americans are all about and what they are thinking. I'm sure that if I ever wish to finish this documentary, and I'm wondering now if I want to, the Japanese will understand more than they want to understand about America. They will watch and think Americans have gone completely nuts. I would have to agree. Cindy Sheehan and her movement are quite understandable. Cindy seems like a level-headed woman with plenty of common sense. It's the others who have jumped on the bandwagon who seem crazy. Not all of them, of course, but it did seem a bit like a circus full of freaks. And those freaks were fully represented on both sides of the fence. Even worse than some of the anti-war group were the pro-war people. They seemed like they were really crazy. I only saw six at most, even though the next day newspaper reported 250. I talked to one woman who claimed to have just arrived from Baghdad. She was lying. I could pick that out in a second talking to her. Her English level was that of someone who had been in the United States for 10 years. Yet there she was, claiming to have just arrived. Well, okay, I suppose everything is relative, especially in a country where it is now acceptable to out-and-out lie to get what you want. There was another guy playing the guitar, or trying to, and singing. How many ghosts did you make today? Aiding and abetting the enemy, how many ghosts did you make today? Bet you a donut, he hasn't a clue as to the meaning of the word abetting. I suppose a few off-key choruses of this song wouldn't have been so bad, but this guy went on to play straight for at least 6 hours in the blazing sun without a break. Perhaps that would explain his behavior. He's suffering from cooking his brain in the hot sun for too long. The entire scene, from the anti-war group to the pro-war group to George W. Bush taking a helicopter to avoid those groups to visit the Little League games, seemed like a Lewis Carroll story. And I was standing there watching Alice, the Mad Hatter, the Red Queen, played by George, and the rest of them scurrying about their business but actually going nowhere. On top of all that, throw in the local TV news reporters with their perfect teeth, slick back blonde hair, and makeup caked on thick enough to cover their wrinkles, who think they are all hot stuff because they report for some local in-the-sticks TV station, and you have a real-life horror show on the Comedy Channel. But the real-life horrors in today's America don't end there. Today's American is poor, both monetarily and in common sense. In many ways, these two are related. The Japanese save money. Americans don't. Of course, it is common sense to save money. The Japanese save for all the right reasons, but they also save money for special reasons. It's those special, just-in-case reasons for which the Japanese would always have a nest egg save. When I went to the United States this time, I visited a good friend. I consider him one of my best friends. I am glad I could visit his place because then I could truly see for myself just how far America has gone downhill. Even though he had little, he was gracious enough to let me stay with him. I was thankful for this, as without his help, I had no way to get around and knew no one else who could help me do so. But within 2 minutes of entering his abode, I could see just how poor middle America has become. My friend had no money. He asked me for $20 for gas. I gave him $100. He was happy. I was greatly disappointed for many reasons. First off, I'm sorry, America, but $100 is not that much money to most of the Western world, or China or Japan. I was disappointed that he would ask me for money. Don't get me wrong. I don't blame him. He had lived all his life in America. He was brought up here. He has just been taught that this is now acceptable behavior. But I remember a time when it wasn't. It is unheard of in Japan, and I suspect in all of Asian societies. In Japan, a guest is a guest. A guest in your home, especially one from far away, is to be treated with reverence. It would be completely unthinkable to ask a guest for money, although it is common sense in Japan for the guest to offer to pay, an offer which will certainly be refused. I know it used to be this way in America. In Japan, honor and respect are much more valuable than money. If you had a guest come and stay in your house in Japan and you had no money, you would borrow money, you would do something in order to treat your guest with the utmost respect. It is absolutely unheard of to ask a guest for money. It reminds me of that Chevy Chase movie, Vegas Vacation, where he and his family visit the wife's broke family, and the brother-in-law says to Chevy, "Would you like a cold one?" I remember John reading this. I heard this. Chevy answers, "Sure," to which the brother replies, "Me too. Got any money?" "No, I saw that movie 25 times, and that is not what he said." Okay? And I'm going to remind all the listeners out there, and I'm going to correct John Stadtmiller. Well, not John, because he was just reading it. But what happened was when Randy Quaid asked Chevy Chase if he wanted a cold one, and Chevy says, "Sure," Randy took the one cold one that was unopened and gave Chevy Chase the one that he had been drinking that was three-fourths of the way gone. Randy Quaid opened up the cold one and drank it himself. So this guy's got that wrong. That was a joke in a movie released in 1997.
It's Chevy Chase.
It was not a joke anymore in today's America. Oh, my gosh. We're going to break. Final segment coming up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me for the final segment. I've got a little bit more for you. Maybe. Be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm reading this article that I understand John read on the air the other day. America is bankrupt. And when we went to the break, my board operator is telling me that I'm being corrected by John Statmiller that the name is not Chevy, it's Chevy. Okay, so for the purpose of this reading, in answer to what I was just given during the break, no, it's not Chevy, and it's not Chevy. I'm going to call him Ford from now on. So it's Ford Chase. All right, there you go. All right, let me continue with this. From what I've seen, the average 30-year-old, and this is true, folks. I want you to listen really closely to this because I've seen this myself. This is a guy that came back to the United States after 3 years in Japan, and he says, from what I've seen, the average 30-year-old college-educated guy in America today is getting paid less than I was paid in 1975 as a part-time commission salesman at Sears Roebuck department store. I have friends who tell me that they are getting $6 or $8 an hour right now. And 40 hours a week, that works out to be about $320 less taxes. In 1975, I was getting paid over $1,000 a month after taxes, and those were $1975 dollars. I'm no economist, but it sure comes as no surprise that today's young American has no money left to save after receiving this paltry income. When my friend took me around driving through the city in and out of Camp Casey, we stopped at a gasoline stand, and of course I volunteered to pay. He was complaining about the sudden rise in the price of gasoline. Here was where I witnessed just another small item that made me sure America is headed for the third world status, if it is not already there. He was complaining about gasoline at $3 a gallon. I hear that in Atlanta, after Hurricane Katrina, it hit $6 a gallon. I shook my head and thought, when are these crazy people going to wake up? Apparently, it's good that the USA invaded Iraq to secure oil. Japan has no natural resources. America does. America even has its own oil. Guess what? About 7 years ago, the price of a liter of gasoline in Japan was 100 yen, 3.78 liters per gallon. The price today is about 125 yen per liter. That means today's price for a gallon of gas in Japan, the nation that produces no oil, is about $4.58, an increase of 25% over the last 7 years. Now, it doesn't take much of a math whiz to figure out that if the prices at the pumps here in America, a nation that produces oil, have doubled in the last few years, there's something strange going on. How is it possible that Japan's oil prices have just barely inched up over the past few years at about 3% per year, while USA prices have doubled or more? I see. Is it just the Iraq war, or is it the decline of the dollar? Probably a bit of both, but you can definitely be sure of one thing. It is the U.S. government taking advantage of you, regardless of whether you are a Democrat or Republican. The average American still cheers on the federal monster. Oh, gosh, it's getting close to the end of the day, and I'm not out of article yet. One more quick paragraph. After filling up, we headed back onto the freeway. I looked at the scenery and had a feeling of deja vu. I thought to myself, hey, I've seen this before. Now, where did I see it? Then it came back to me. The road leading to Crawford looked an awful lot like the road leading from Phuket International Airport towards Patong Beach, a nice place, but definitely not a road leading to the world power. Every once in a while, we would pass through some small town. The buildings decayed and shuttered, a shadow of what it once was, and besides the rundown buildings and the empty streets, there was a filth. It was everywhere. Everything seemed broken down. Public restrooms reeked as if they'd never been cleaned. Every once in a while, I would see a solitary homeless figure, dazed and disheveled, walking side by side on the road. It looked like some third world nation. You'd never seen such poverty in Japan, but that's today's United States. Americans are always boasting about how they are the richest and the freest, etc., but from the eyes of this American sun, America's twilight has fallen. It's getting dark. I cannot see any way out of the disaster you folks are headed for. The problems are too numerous, the needed debate unheard, and the psyche already destroyed. Mike Rogers. Boy, that's pretty depressing. Well, I'll leave you on that depressing thought. Have a good day. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay tuned for John Statmiller, National Intel Report, and I will see you tomorrow, Thursday, with my guest Don Nikoloff and Mark Lerner with The Real ID. See you then. Bye. With 3